whenever you're ready.
Oh my God.
Jessica! I've never been called a fox!
Dana.
That's a classy name for a Harry.
I like it classic.
Okay.
Do you?
Welcome to the Rants and Raves podcast.
Sure.
Out with the bad and in with the good, motherfuckers.
That's right.
Jessica.
Dana.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good, thank you. Welcome to the Rants and Raves podcast. I am Dana Powell.
I am Jessica Young. And we are here to rant and rave.
I always feel like I need to put a button on it.
No, that is the button
Our
intro to our show.
So before we get into our week, do you want to just get out of the way how people can get a hold of us?
Absolutely.
Because it's really important to us, guys, that yes. you communicate with us and stuff. We like you.
We do. And we want to hear from you. Yeah. And we want to share all the things that are in our heads with you.
Please help us.
Please. Find and follow us on Facebook and Instagram at the Rants and Raves Podcast, on Twitter at raves_the, email us at therantsandravespodcast@gmail.com, and on our website directly through the contact button, therantsandravespodcast.com. Thank you.
Thank you, Jessica. That was lovely. How was your week?
Oh my God. Oh, it was very funny.
Oh, really? Okay. You've been really busy, so I don't know much about it.
Oh, God. Okay, so my week was bookended with, I told you, I have a coworker who is so funny that I really kind of can't deal with it.
Uh-huh.
And I told him, I'm like, if I could laugh as hard as you have been making me laugh once a week, I think I'd be a lot better off in life.
Well, I'm a little insulted, but continue.
Not, you may feel differently when I tell you it. So this actually happened last night. He said something. I couldn't handle it. I was like guzzling water as he was saying that to me.
Oh, no.
Now, you can't tell me something that may even be remotely funny if I'm taking a sip of a drink. Okay.
Okay.
Because I can't contain it. And that's it. He said something. And Dana, I had already probably had half the bottle of water down my throat. And I went... And
no,
it shot out of my nose.
Ew.
It shot out of my mouth.
Oh no.
It went, thank God it was just water. It went all over me.
Oh no.
Like I looked a mess, but I was so horrified that I knew he saw it, right? Shot out of my nose and my mouth simultaneously. I was crying. I was laughing so hard and crying because I was choking so hard.
Oh, no.
And again, I'm mortified. It's now all over the carpet around our desk area. I got up. I went to run around the corner into an office where I could shut the door to keep going. And as I did, I'm like,
oh, God.
As I go in there and I farted.
Jessica!
I don't think you get it. I was coughing and choking and laughing so hard that my body could not take it. I had stuff coming out of every orifice.
Jessica.
And it was just like, but it was just like a little
no,
one.
Don't no, mimic seriously. It. You know I hate poop wind.
All I can tell you is I knew for a fact, oh, there's no way he didn't hear that. Okay. So then God. I heard him start laughing and I shut the door and he's looking at me through the window in the office and he's pointing at me like, I know what you did.
No.
I heard that. He kept saying, I heard that.
No.
And I'm like, I know you did.
No, I can't.
I have never been more embarrassed in my life. Okay. So when I got myself together and I came out, I'm like, okay, moving on. I'm like, nothing to see here. He goes, oh, there was something to hear here.
Oh, no.
He goes, I heard. I'm like, I know you did, okay? No. I know you did.
No.
And so last night when I got home, I soon after received a GIF from him and it was a little kitten waving.
Uh-huh.
And it said, I didn't fart. Dana, mortified.
I would die.
That has never happened. I don't know how, but like never as an accident. I would rather turn purple before I did that. But it was one of those involuntary
right.
things where
your body just was like, oops.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. No, I would literally like crawl in bed and eat lunch meat for a day.
I mean, I was horrified. And I would have been embarrassed in front of a woman, but it was a male coworker. And I was
and
like,
a coworker. It's not like a buddy that you go drinking beer with and you're all like flutie floaty.
Well, I want him to be.
Okay. I mean, I don't know him. Do you want me to ask him?
No, you know what? He actually had sent me a text about something, but I thought it was a joke. And I was like, and he asked me, he goes, by the way, he goes, a couple of weeks ago, he goes, did you get my text about that thing? And I'm like, yeah. He goes, were you just not available or you didn't want to go? And I was like, oh, I thought that was a joke.
Oh, God.
And I was mortified.
Oh.
I know.
You had him.
Am I yelling?
No, I am trying to figure out. Well, I had kind of a fun week.
Yes.
A couple of things. My friend Krista Marie has permanently moved here from Boston.
That's
so that was
so
fun.
Nice, yes.
And she went on a trip with us up the coast for Veterans Day. Mm. We took my son on the Pacific Surf Liner, which so hugs beautiful. The coast. It goes right by the ocean. It's a train. It's so comfy. We spent the day in Santa Barbara and then took the train back, and it was gorgeous.
Yes.
It was so much fun. But she was in town, and then a mutual friend of ours, who is a listener of the podcast, his name is Brian Spain. Shout out, Brian.
Brian.
He met us for lunch at the Cheesecake Factory, which is my son's favorite.
Mm-hmm. Southwestern egg rolls.
No, ma'am.
Okay, go on.
Is there cabbage in that?
No.
In an egg roll?
It's like corn, black beans, and guacamole.
Well, I'm allergic, so are you trying to murder me?
To what?
Guacamole.
I did not know that. That's all. Go on. I'm not going to go on a diatribe about that. I'm taking a note of this. Moving on.
Okay.
Really taking a note of this.
It was very fun to see him. He's a very, very funny man, and he now lives in Orlando. But anyway, we had a good time, and he listens, so I wanted to give him a shout out. So, yeah, that was fun. I feel like there was something else. This is self-promotion. Gross. But I wanted to tell you.
Why is that gross?
Well, by the time this comes out, the first episode will have already aired.
But people can go back and watch it on demand or Hulu.
Yeah. So I'm going to be on The Good Place this week. And I have seen the episode. Some of my stuff got cut out because, you know, Hollywood.
Happens.
But who cares? I still got paid for working, so it's fine. But the first episode airs this Thursday night, which will have already by the time this comes out. Mm-hmm. But I want you guys to, we're going to promote, and this is why it's fun to follow us on social media.
Yep.
Because The Good Place actually has a podcast that is hosted by Mark Evan Jackson. He plays Sean on the show. And they asked me to come be a guest on their podcast.
Yes.
So I did the podcast with one of the writers, a producer, and then a set decorator. She That's also awesome. Has her own podcast. I believe it's called Decorating Pages. Mm. And I listened to a couple of episodes, and it's really cool, like behind the scenes stuff about your favorite TV shows. With professionals from the industry and how they decorate and how they create rooms. And
oh, I need to look at that.
I thought you might like it.
That.
Yeah, I thought you would really like it. So anyway, shout out to another podcast. My friend Jessica Ryan is always saying she wants to create a pod squad where we just kind of cross promote and support each other, which is one of the things I love about podcast communities is people are really supportive. Mm-hmm. So anyway, that's what's going on with me this week, I guess.
I love it.
Yeah.
And don't ever be ashamed to promote yourself.
I always feel a little bit weird.
I know. That's our way, but you know
what? I don't take trailer selfies and stuff and put those up all the time.
No.
I just try to, when it's coming out, if people want to watch it, they can. If not,
yes,
whatever.
But a lot of times people are like, you had a show or you had a this or you
Especially
were on that. Why didn't
home.
You tell me?
Right,
yes.
Right. So I like to let people know. And I thought maybe our listeners would like to see me in a different context.
Yes. The red fox is reunited with the silver fox.
Oh, I love him so much. I love him so much.
He really is a very dapper man.
He really is. Mm-hmm. And this particular episode, for all you ladies out there, I really was excited about it because it was Kristen Bell's first time directing.
Oh, that's right.
So, and we talk a lot about that on the podcast and that experience.
That's really cool.
Yeah. So it's interesting to hear that behind the scenes kind of stuff that most people really don't have access to.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool.
That's
which
awesome.
Is also a hashtag on Instagram called #BTS. It means behind the scenes, Jessica.
Everyone, I'm going to throw in a little corrections corner here for myself. It's been a few years now and I've noticed people write BTS and I notice a lot of celebrities use it.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, BTS, it's April. Okay. Maybe they're starting up their season again. Maybe that's what they call it. I was too embarrassed to ask for clarity.
On the abbreve.
So I assumed that the acronym BTS meant back to school. Apparently, all the people that have been using it are referring to behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Horrifying.
It makes me laugh.
Oh my God.
When I see abbreves or hashtags that I don't understand, I literally Google them anymore.
Oh my God.
Or I ask Kate because she's young. I guess that's all we have to catch up on. Is there anything, any other announcements we need to make?
I feel like there is maybe another corrections corner in here somewhere. Oh,
a housekeeping thing, a corrections corner?
Yes, yes, yes. Let's see. I thought it was from my dad, actually.
Oh.
Yep. It's not really a corrections corner, but it's just a quick thing to let you know that Mr. Young is back on track.
Oh, good.
And he said he loves the bell for announcements.
Oh, the kalimba?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
He called it a bell. He loved that.
Oh, good.
He said, I agree about being put on hold after you have a company callback. Had a good experience with Apple. What is Sling Blade? He says.
Sling Blade the movie?
Because remember I talked like him a few episodes ago?
Yeah, French fried potatoes. I like mustard. Yeah, it's an excellent movie. You should go back and watch from 25 years ago.
So I sent him a clip of it from YouTube, and he said, I know that movie with Billy Bob Thornton.
Yes.
And I said, I thought so. Then why did you ask me what Sling Blade was? He said, I didn't know you were referring to the movie. And then my dad, the king of all gifts, included a gif of Sling Blade that says, I can't.
I love that your dad is proficient in GIFs.
Isn't it?
It's amazing.
Kind of insane.
Because he sent so me. Weird. He put some GIFs on our Facebook and stuff before. And I love it. I love it. Can I be honest? I know he listens. This is going to be a bit embarrassing and probably gross you out.
What?
But I was editing last night at the crack of dawn like we have had to do this month. And I was listening. We were talking about your dad.
Mm-hmm.
And what did he do that I was like, oh, my God. Oh, he sends you letters. He puts stickers on. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking about all the things we've talked about your dad. And I was like, it hit me. I was like, huh, you know, different place, different time. I think I would have dated Jessica's dad. I love him so much.
Oh, my God. He will be so flattered and blush.
No, he'll be like, I don't want to date that crazy lady.
My dad never complained when people mistook me as his wife, which happened for most of my teenage into college years.
Well, you're very mature.
I was mature when I was six.
Yeah.
But I'm not kidding. I would be a teenager and like my dad and I would be out to dinner and they'd be like, and for your wife?
But we're always talking about the things that he likes and the thing. And I'm like, no, I like that too.
I know.
So I guess we're soulmates. I guess your dad's my soulmate. Is
oh
that?
Oh my God, hilarious.
I just think he's amazing.
You're going to have to fight off another friend of mine for it. I'm kidding, but it really is funny. She's always like, oh my God, I love your dad.
He's amazing. Like so thoughtful and engaged in conversation. Like, I don't know. I just think he's great.
That's so cute. We're going to have to meet each other's dads one of these days.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I mean, because I talked to my dad last night and he was talking about the kitty cat he built the house for.
Oh.
Because it's really cold in the Midwest and on the East Coast right now. And they can't let the kitty in because my mom's equipment and they have another cat. So, I mean, I would sleep out in that house. We talked about it. And he was like, yeah, the kitty gets in there. It's gotten in there. It'll probably be in there tonight. So I'm like, no, I love my dad. I was like, well, you built it well. He goes, boy, we did.
Why do I picture him, that cat's going to become like his sidekick and go up in the gyroscope with him?
Gyroscope?
Isn't that what it's called?
What is it?
The gyrocopter?
No, gyrocopter.
Sorry.
A gyroscope is like, isn't that one of those rulers with
doodlers?
Circles?
Yeah. Pinviz, spinning around. Look at my gyroscope. Look what I found.
Oh, man. I feel like you're just like shoving a knife in me when you talk about Pinwheel, because I've told you I didn't have cable as a child.
No, I'm sorry. I just pictured it spinning like a pinwheel. Oh, my God.
Okay, enough about our wonderful dads.
Okay, I do want to tell you really quick also that a listener who is a very long lifetime friend of mine from back home wrote me and said, can you please tell Dana I still have the Paper Roses album and Donnie's first album and the Osmond Christmas special album?
Yes.
So she was really on board with your Osmond love
affair. Oh, she's my people.
Mm-hmm.
I know. How many weeks in a row have I sung Osmond songs now?
Like four.
I know. I won't do it today. I promise.
It's hilarious.
Should we move on into our rants?
Let's do it.
Okay. So I'm up first with rants today. Mm-hmm. And mine's going to be quick and angry. I'm just kidding. I hope I haven't asked. I feel like I've maybe talked about this on the show before, but you guys know I have parking lot incidents occasionally. And I did have one this week. It was fine. Mm-hmm. But the guy like wanted to pull out coming towards me, mm-hmm. and I would have had to back into oncoming traffic to let him through.
No.
Because the guy in front of me had already passed mm-hmm. his parking space and wanted to back up and get it. Mm-hmm. Like it was a mm-hmm. real cluster, right? So I said, no, please go the other way. And all he had to do was go out the other side. It was fine. It would have been fine. But he said no and came towards me mm-hmm. and then tapped his watch. And I lost it.
No.
And I tap my non-existent watch and I go, oh, you picked the wrong woman because I got all day today and tomorrow. And I put my car in park.
Oh.
And then when he tried to squeeze by me, I rolled down the window and I go, well, better not hit my car. And then I did thumbs down and went, you're so rude.
Could he hear you?
Jessica, our cars were half an inch apart from each other. Like,
yes.
I could have folded his side mirror in for him.
I love that he could hear you because I have those moments, but they can't hear me. I'm screaming at the top of my lungs in my car with the windows up. And I'm like, oh, I just look crazy.
No, he could hear me for sure. And it was both men and they both wanted me to back up into uh-huh. oncoming traffic.
Because that's smart.
Sepulveda, like one of the busiest streets.
Yeah, no.
No, uh-huh. I'm not going to.
Also, look, it sucks when you miss a spot, but I'm sorry, there is a protocol. You've gone to where another car is moving up past you and a car is now just backing out.
You gotta move around.
You gotta go around.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry. That isn't even my rant. I just verbal diarrhea'd a fight I had with two men in a parking lot. It wasn't like a huge ordeal or anything, but it did last longer than it should have.
Yeah.
But what my question is, and I hope that either you or the listeners have an answer for me.
Okay.
Why do people insist on backing into parking spaces?
I hate it.
Now, if you're at the back of a parking lot, I don't care. Or if there's not a lot of people in the parking lot and you're not making people wait.
Makes it even more unnecessary. It's always unnecessary.
So I asked another friend of mine. She's like, well, I think it's just quicker to leave that way. And I go, but you've already wasted the time before you went in the store. It's not like if we go head in parking, mm-hmm, which is why there are signs mm-hmm. that say head in parking only, mm-hmm. then it's just one turn, generally speaking.
Correct.
But if you're backing, it's a 4-point ordeal, like forward, back. Now, am I in straight? Am I sideways? Am I right? Yeah,
and you're preventing people from either side
both
to get
sides.
Past you.
And when it's a busy parking lot,
uh-huh.
people start honking and you're a jerk.
No, that's the worst.
And I think people do it for their own convenience, which yes. is rude.
They usually are in like a souped up double wide truck when they do it.
I don't understand. So it's easier to pull. Well, if you back out, it's easier that I don't understand. Either way, you're going to be spending time parking.
Yes.
So stop thinking you're more important than everyone else around you and making everyone wait for you to back into. What is the purpose? I don't understand.
I honestly don't get it either. It's also not special parking at a concert or an event where it's stacked parking and you got to do this or...
What's the point?
I don't know.
Literally, I need to know. I need people to tell me. Because if it is like, well, it's just convenient, then shame on you. Shame. This is who you are. But guess what? I don't care what other people got to do. I won't back in because it makes it easier for me and it saves me some time when I'm pulling out when I'm ready to go. So you can just sit there on both sides of your traffic and you can just wait for me because I want to back in. There's no sign that says head in parking only. I'm important.
I am going to find some footage of Grimace from McDonald's and put that voice clip to it because the face you just made in that voice, that's all I could picture.
Well, that's sad because one of my first headshots, I told Dan Tipton I look like Grimace.
Shut up. You look nothing like him.
I did. I look like a big bell
no.
that came to a cone at the top.
It's the voice, and it was the way you were moving your face.
That is exactly what I imagine everyone who takes the time to back into a parking when everyone else is waiting on them. That's amazing. Who they are to me in my brain, and I instantly dislike them.
It really is just obnoxious. Anything like that is never, ever necessary.
Not when there are tons of people waiting around.
Correct.
We live in LA. We don't have giant parking lots anyway.
Right.
It's constantly busy. Like, just get in the parking spot and go do what you need to do.
Also, people who have cars that are way too big in any situation. Yes, yeah. Parking in a car. It's like, so the people that do have a little Prius or a little sedan or mm-hmm. little Mini or whatever, they can't park. But you are now parked your car in there and prevented people from parking on either side of you because
yes.
you've gone over the lines.
Or if they're already parked there, then people with big boobs
can't get out.
Can't
like
get
me.
Out. Or me too.
I've actually not been able to get out of my car before.
Me too.
And one time I squeezed myself so hard between my door and my car to get out that it actually hurt. Like, I shouldn't have done it. It was like getting a freaking mammogram just trying to get out of the car.
Well, I've had situations too where there was literally nowhere else to park.
Yeah.
And even my son had a hard time getting out.
Yeah.
And he doesn't
and
have big
little.
Boobs.
No, I know. It's crazy.
And then people are like watching you like a hawk, like, don't ding my car. Well, then why didn't you park somewhere else?
My car is scratched so badly, and I'm certain that it's from the parking lots out
yeah,
there.
I'm
serious, because
when
they're
moved,
so cramped.
They're so cramped. When I moved out here, it was the first time I ever got new cars, because, mm-hmm. you know, we always just bought.
Yeah.
I got hand-me-downs, and my dad
Same.
Fixed everything, you know. Mm-hmm. So, but out here, I felt safer having a new car, and I just had to tell myself, okay, because I know how I get riled up. Okay, Dana, a car is a car, mm-hmm. and it's meant to protect you. It is going to get scratched and dinged and dented in parking lots out here. It just is.
I know.
Be grateful for the protection of your car. Be grateful for a nice ride and let it go.
Yeah. You know, you're right.
It's tough, but yeah. And if you and if you're the person
Can you
who
come
does,
with me when I return my lease?
Yes.
I am serious. I'm bringing you. My lawyer would like to state my case.
Hello, I am Dana R. Powell Esquire. Is that the right anagram?
Ooh, I like
yeah,
it.
Okay. Anyway, that is my rant, and I need an answer, guys.
Seriously.
Please, please write in and tell
yes,
me.
Yes, if you have a good answer
also
as to
say,
that.
And also just go.
I'll eat my hat.
Yes, me too. Like, if you're like, well, it helps my blood flow better, then I'll be like, I didn't realize that. Okay, my bad. It's medical. I get it.
Unbelievable.
I need to know. I need to know.
I need to know, too.
Okay, what's your rant for today?
All right. My rant comes to us from a listener, and it really, really made me laugh because I'm like, why haven't I thought of this yet for the show? I think this anytime I am in a yoga class myself.
Gross, but continue.
She said, I have a rant for y'all. When I'm trying to, quote, find my inner peace in yoga, and next to me is the old guy who sounds like a beluga whale, and I'm not sure if he's going to die, and I'll have to resuscitate him, and then even worse is the lady across the room who sounds like she's having a full-blown orgasm.
Oh, God.
Okay, lady, I get it. You're really enjoying the class, but for fuck's sake, I don't want to feel like I'm an extra in a porn you're starring in.
Thank you.
Okay.
I don't work out a ton, but there was a time in my life that I did. And it would blow my mind when I would go to the gym. And there are especially a
it's
lot of
crazy.
Men do it, but uh-huh. women do it too when they're lifting weights or
weights.
Whatever.
Yes.
It's so distracting.
Uh-huh.
But I have a tie-in story, which was so weird to me. So I used to work out with our friend Chris Germain,
uh-huh.
who a bunch of us worked out with.
Yes.
And for a while we were going to this park, and there was a couple of weeks actually, where this guy would bring a stair climber machine.
How?
In the back of his pickup truck.
What?
And put it out in the park. For his clients.
I can't even imagine how much that weighs. Okay.
I can't either. It's
so weird.
Anyway, he would pull it out, and there was one woman that would worked out the same time mm-hmm. I did every morning mm-hmm. because I was still working like regular mm-hmm. jobs, mm-hmm. so I had to go very early in the morning. And there was this woman that every time she got on the stair climber, she would go, and we.
Oh my God.
First of all, Chris Germain is a very attractive man. and like the sweetest ever. I remember the first time he stretched me out after a workout and he was like kind of on top of me pressing my legs down. I was like, oh my God. Oh my God. I don't know how to, where do I look? Your eyes are blue like a comfy blanket. I can't. So this woman was doing that and I was like, what is happening? He goes, I don't know. It's been happening for a couple of different clients.
Weird.
And he was like, I just try to ignore it. So when we got ready to warm up and I was either doing jump rope or stretching or something. And I go, and he goes, Dana, stop it. Stop it. But it was so distracting and so sexual.
Yes.
That he was trying to explain something to me that we were learning that day. And she was over there. And he goes, so what you want to do is make sure your weights. Make sure your weights distribute. I'm sorry. I'm distracted. And I was like, how could you not be? There's a porn 20 feet from us in the middle of the park.
Oh, my God. Always. Always at the gym, there's at least one dude.
Of course.
That it's specifically with weights. And yes, I always feel like he's doing that to let you know how hard he's pumping that iron.
Did I ever tell you that one time one of the guys I saw doing that was the gardener from Desperate Housewives?
Please stop.
Jesse Metcalf, is that his name?
Oh my God, I think so.
How do I know that?
I don't know, but that's hilarious.
Shit. I really need to study history and not remember Jesse Metcalf's name.
Oh my God.
You didn't watch Desperate Housewives?
No, I did not.
I was obsessed with it for a while. Yeah, I kind of fell off towards the end, but.
I can't handle the guttural noises that people will make too. And I think I know exactly what she means when she said the beluga whale, because there are certain poses and certain types of breath or exercises that you do during the set. And sometimes you hear this.
No.
It's like this gross, guttural, lingering, somebody's doing some kind of Reiki, tantric voodoo over your body. I don't know what's happening, okay? And it usually happens. There's one guy in particular who's so bad with it at this specific yoga studio. When you do the cat-cow pose, so you're on all fours to begin with, and you kind of arch your back up like a cat.
Sure.
And then you push your ass out and your neck and head up like a cow, right?
Oh.
Cat,
is
cow.
That what cats
cat,
are?
Cat, cow.
Wait, is that what cows are known for?
Watch.
No, cat, I get
cow.
It. I
cat,
see.
Cow.
You just can sit down. I know what you're talking about.
But as he does it, he goes,
stop.
And every time that he kicks his head up as the cow, that's when he exhales, and it sounds like, I can't even say it out loud because our fathers could be listening. It's not okay.
It's not okay.
I'm not making fun of expressing or expelling your breath.
I get that, but you need to do that at home alone, not in a group of 30 people trying to also find their inner peace, because they're not they're finding your inner climax, and that's not fair. I don't want to be a part of somebody else's inner climax. I don't like it.
Oh my God, I don't like it either.
It seems like a show off thing to
yes
me.
And if with every pose and every movement and every lift,
and you know,
have to let out
that much,
like
you need to go get a massage and see a chiropractor.
Yes.
I mean, honestly. And also, it grosses me out. So, you know, I get grossed out over the weirdest things. I don't like yoga. I don't like the stink and the wet.
Uh-huh.
Also, when I think of breathing like that, I think you're pulling up all of this old air from your lungs, and I'm going to smell your body breath.
Oh.
And the breath from deep in your lungs that should have been expelled before you went to sleep, and now I have to smell it.
Oh, that is like opening
disgusting.
The Ark of the Lost Covenant.
It's so bad. And I apologize, Brian Spain, because he actually said, you guys are gross. I don't mean to be, but people are gross.
You know what grosses me out?
What?
Watching my husband this morning, hoping that the last avocado we had wasn't rotten, and it was. It was too ripe. So he had made toast. And I'm like, why don't you put some of this on it? I don't want that. Why don't you put this? No, I don't want it. I'm like, whatever. Fine. Then I was like annoyed that he didn't want my suggestions.
Sure.
And then I look over. I'm like, are you dipping your toast in yogurt?
Oh.
And he's like, yeah.
Was
I'm
it
like,
flavored yogurt?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's better than sour cream.
Eggnog.
Oh, no.
Flavored yogurt.
So mad at him.
I was outraged. Outraged from the man who made me bison ossobuco last night.
What is that?
I'm going to show you a picture of it.
Is it buffalo? You ate buffalo?
Yes.
No, Jessica! Yes,
it's so good. Ugh. Oh, God. It's lean and mean, I'm telling you.
I don't want to eat a buffalo.
Now, do you like braised meats?
Yeah.
Okay, like short ribs and things like that are like slow cooked. And
yes.
Well, then you would like this.
What's ossobuco?
It's like a cut of meat. It's an Italian dish.
It sounds like an Asian board game.
It's the leg, and it has like a big round bone in the middle.
Mm.
But ossobuco means bone with hole, so like you also eat the marrow out of the bone.
No,
if you want, you don't have to. That's ossobuco. That's the bone.
Now,
and the meat like
this?
Fell off.
What are those?
Carrots, celery, tomatoes, all that stuff.
Okay, carrots I'm fine with, but celery and tomato, I'm not eating that. What's back here?
Turmeric rice?
Nope.
Or turmeric, as you would say. Oh my God,
Jessica!
No?
What am I gonna do? I'm having severe meat guilt, and I love it.
I think you are gonna have to become vegan,
or at least vegetarian.
Well, why don't you treat yourself the next time you're in Toluca Lake? I think it's the closest one to here. You can go to Veggie Grill. They make a mean fried chicken sandwich, and it ain't chicken.
Oh, I would
it's
like
soy.
That.
It's very. I'm not kidding. It's very good.
Because I was listening to one of our other episodes when I was talking about the turkey that hugs.
Yep.
And so I'm starting to feel guilt about like, well, I don't want to eat a chicken or a turkey.
Then you
either.
Need to go to Veggie Grill. I even bet you could fool your child. I'm not kidding. Because a lot of people I know are like, I'm a vegetarian. I'm a vegan. I'm like,
have you had an Impossible Burger
yet? Yes.
Is it good?
I haven't had it at Burger. We've had them at home. It's great. But
they have them at Burger King.
They have it at Burger King. They're
I
making
should try
a Whopper
it.
With them. Uh-huh.
Yeah, because I keep asking my dad if he's tried it because, you know, he's allergic to red meat now. And he's like, no.
He's just not doing it.
Uh-huh.
Has he been eating chicken?
Yes.
Like three times a day?
I don't know. I don't question him too much because he keeps saying, I'm going to try it again soon. I'm like, Dad, no.
No.
I know. But he's like, no.
Gary, if you're listening, I beg you, don't do it.
I don't know that he listens. I tell him not to.
Gary, don't do it.
Don't eat the
red
meat.
And the next time you're in St. Louis, which I hope maybe there's a Del Taco there, they have 8 items on the menu that are made with Impossible meat now.
Del Taco does?
Yes, because I looked to see if they had it
You know, there's
hometown.
One right by my
what?
By my house here.
Oh, here.
Yeah.
I looked to see if they have it
in
Missouri.
They don't have it in Missouri.
I didn't see it.
But he does occasionally go to St. Louis.
Yes. 8 items on the menu at Del Taco are made with Impossible meat.
I'm going to have to check that out.
Including a 7-layer burrito. Sounds pretty good to me.
Yeah. I can't eat that, though. It probably has guacamole
on
it.
Well, have them hold the guac.
Well, then it's a 6-layer burrito. And then I don't like onions and tomatoes, so then we're down to 6-5.
Boy.
It's a 4-layer burrito.
To quote the butcher in Mr. Mom, mister, just get bologna.
Why do you have that at the ready? Why do you have an obscure quote from Mr. Mom at the ready, Jessica?
Give me a 1/2 pound of ham. Boiled, baked, Virginia, or sugar cured?
Stop it. What year was the Declaration of Independence signed?
1776.
Okay. What's the
on my birthday,
Oh, well, then that's easy. What's the 22nd Amendment?
No idea.
Okay, see? But, got a plethora of quotes from Mr. Mom. Now, I'm just not saying I have any more history than you do. I know the lyrics to almost every 90s song ever.
Oh,
and everyone knows 90s music. Love it. Love it. Not the most intelligent music. So I can't judge. So basically, I need to become vegan and you and I need to take a history class.
Seriously, one night this week, if you guys go out to eat, go to Veggie Grill and it's not expensive.
Cool.
It's like nicer than fast food, but it's not like a sit down and take you order at the counter and they bring it out to you. But you will be shocked.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody out there who has ended up going vegetarian, you can send me inspiration and ideas or shame me because clearly I have issues.
Well, like I said, and we have one of our favorite listeners is a farmer herself and ethically raises animals. Again, we are not saying that you have to become vegan.
No, this is personal for me.
But like this meat that now, like I try to go to my farmer's market again now. I'm like, there's no excuse and I can walk to it.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't want to walk, of course, and my neighbor, which was outside waiting for me, she goes, we're walking. I'm like, all right. But of course, I feel better once we walked there, right?
Yeah.
It's more that I don't want to walk back with all the bags.
Sure.
Okay. But there is a truck that comes to my local farmer's market every Sunday, and it's called Buy Ranch Direct, and mm-hmm. it's all from California, and you can get every cut of beef, pork, bison, a few types of duck.
No.
But like anything that I would have wanted as far as beef, mm-hmm. they have in the same cuts with bison. Mm. And bison is free
better
roaming.
For you, right?
It's lean. Well, they're not, you're not hearing about mass produced bison. I'm not saying we can't have cows.
Well, that's another thing that's bothering me is the mass production and how it's hard on our planet. Anyway, whatever. I feel like that's going to get political. It's a personal struggle.
Yes. We're just trying to tell people to be a little more aware.
Uh-huh. And I'm just trying to be a better person so that I can stop fighting with men in parking lots.
Oh, my God.
And also, hey, guys, if you're in a group workout class or a park, maybe be mindful of your sex noises when you work out.
Oh, my God.
Okay, are you ready for a cleansing breath?
Yes, I am.
I have other things I didn't talk about that I need to cleanse breath out of my body.
Oh, my God. Hilarious. Hilarious.
I'm ready for the holidays, y'all.
Oh, yeah.
I want some cozy gingerbread smells, some hot cocoa, and some love and comfort.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So if you're by yourself, you can breathe in and scream it out. We're going to get all the bad and aggravation and frustration out. If you're not by yourself, still take a breath with us.
Yep.
Here we go. Let's breathe in. And... I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
God.
I ruined our breath. Let's do it again. I'll do mine again. Okay, good. That's nice. Oh, hey, I just randomly thought.
What?
I know I'm messing up our structure, which people don't believe we have, but we do. But this is being mindful made me think of it. I mentioned it to you today. Guys, I found a new app called AlloBud. And you set timers, and it's just about self-care.
Mm-hmm.
And so it reminds me, you can set multiple timers a day, as many as you want. You can make them for every day. You can make them just for work days, mm-hmm. anything you want. But it reminds you to breathe, take a breath.
That's important.
It reminds you to take a break, if you need a brain break. It reminds you to take your medication, which I am often very bad at.
Yep.
It reminds you to hydrate, and it sends you, it pops up an alert on your phone, and it says, you need to nourish to flourish. So, like, I have to remind myself, I know you wouldn't look at me and think that girl forgets to eat, but during the day, I get really busy and I don't eat. So it pops up and goes, you need to nourish to flourish, or hydrate to, you know, they're little rhymey, cute things. But it reminds me to do all of these things that I'm supposed to be doing for my body.
Yeah.
And I don't.
It sounds a lot better than the plant nanny. Which after
talked
I talked about it, I went back to it and opened it and chose my plant and the pot that it would be in and all that. Mm-hmm. And A, it doesn't alert you. And B, all I had was a mere 2 cups of water. And I like got into doing it late at night. And I'm like, oh, I drank a lot of coffee today. And literally, I can remember the 2 cups of water I had. And that was it.
Yeah.
So I put it in to see what it would do. And it said, too much water at once is not good.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, you know what? I give up. Because I was retroactively trying to water it to let it know I had more than one cup.
Well, Aloe Bud doesn't, I don't murder anything. It just gives me positive little alerts that pop up on my phone.
Even, no, I love that.
Even if your phone's muted, you know, it'll still pop up on the screen to remind you. So when you look at it, you're like, oh, I need to take a sip of water 100%. Or whatever. Aloe Bud, it's called. And it's free.
It.
It's free. I mean, they have a premium option as well, but I just have the free one. It's really cool. And it's
love it.
It's almost pixelated kind of like where it looks like retro 80s arcade kind of thing. It's
fun.
Cute. Yeah, it's real cute. So anyway,
I
love it. All right. Are you ready for corn?
Yeah.
I feel like I just talked so much. I should have you go first.
What? Don't be silly. I feel like I'm talking really low. I'm sorry if I'm now shouting in your ear. This comes to us from Upworthy. 9-year-old who kept getting in trouble for doodling in class. Lands job decorating restaurant.
I saw this before you even brought it, and I love this. Is our kids are
amazing
corner. Please read.
Joe Whale was discouraged from doodling in class, but found his calling when a restaurateur found his work online.
Love it.
Okay. He's adorable. And it looks like he took a Sharpie pen and went to town with a black Sharpie.
And it looks amazing. Awesome. It looks like that
wallpaper.
Yeah, it looks like the dude, Mr. Doodles.
Yes.
Who's really famous. But this is a 9-year-old.
Look at that little cutie. Sometimes children discover their talents early on. Unfortunately, our education systems aren't always developed in a way that fuels these passions. We can relate. We always talk about that and how that's why I wish art programs were everywhere. When kids are taught to put their heads down and complete their math homework, there usually isn't enough time to focus on other interests, especially the arts. Mm-hmm. We all know the arts aren't valued as much as they should be in schools and other educational institutions.
Just a moment to say shame on you to our country. Go ahead.
So when 9-year-old Joe Whale was caught on multiple occasions doodling in his notebooks during class, he got into quite a bit of trouble. He was constantly reprimanded by his teachers and told to focus on lessons. However, little Joe prevailed. Now he's landed his first job decorating at a restaurant with his doodles.
Look at him. He's on a chair. And it looks incredible. Like, I would like that in my bedroom.
I love it. Ooh, wait a minute. It looks like you can follow this page that's featuring it. thedoodleboy.co.uk.
Cute.
So cute. One of the reasons Joe kept at his doodles is that he has a set of really supportive parents. Rather than shutting him down and forcing him to comply with his teacher's instructions, his parents were his biggest fans and wished to encourage his creativity.
I love that.
I do too.
That's good parenting.
So much that they enrolled him in an after-school class where he could learn more about art and improve his own skills.
Yes.
That was a Freudian slip.
Right.
His art teacher recognized his talent and decided to post pictures of some of his work on social media. This is when something truly amazing happened. The owners of Number 4, a restaurant in the area, stumbled upon his work through the teacher's Instagram profile. Impressed by his doodles, the owners contacted the art teacher and asked if they could stop by in order to decorate the restaurant's dining room with his adorable drawings.
Yes.
Needless to say, Joe and his family were overjoyed by the request. Now that Joe's family and the restaurant have come to an agreement, Joe's father, Greg, drives him to the restaurant after school every day, where he draws doodles across the interior walls.
Wow.
Once his work is complete, the 9-year-old's drawings will remain there permanently.
Yes.
Oh my God. In an interview with Metro UK, Joe is a really talented little boy. He's excelling at school. He's a great footballer and cricketer, but drawing is definitely what he's most passionate about. It's actually quite annoying. He's better than me at most things. He was in school getting frustrated at the little amount of art he could do, so he used to doodle on the table's whiteboard in class and get in trouble for doodling. Mm. His mom and I decided to take him to an art class outside of school called Bloom. He's been there for 6 weeks and loves every minute of it. So this is awesome, and I will say too, look, again, I was a kid, I was a good student, and I loved school and I loved learning, but I couldn't shut my mouth. I got written up. I got detentions for talking.
And look at you now. You have a podcast.
You hear that, Mrs. Webb?
That's right.
You were my favorite teacher. I know you had to do what you had to do.
I mean, it's like I always say that my mom used to get so mad at me for making faces and rolling my eyes. And I got grounded one time because I was like, someday somebody's going to pay me to make these faces.
Okay.
Well, guess what?
It's true. But like, it's... to me, a really good compromise. Like, you can't be like, tell the school to buzz off.
Yeah, sure.
My kid, like, yes, I remember one of my friends who was one of the smartest people I know to this day. He hated school. And I was always like, dude, I know you hate it, but you gotta just finish this so we can be done with high school. Then do whatever the hell you want. He ended up like going getting his master's, ironically.
Oh my God.
He hated school, but I get it. Like, I'm horrible at math. I didn't want to take math, but...
Well, in our schools, I think we're starting to learn that people
learn differently. Yes.
And he needed that outlet. He needed to doodle.
Yes.
You know, say, okay, you're getting frustrated. Let's have a 10-minute doodle break.
Uh-huh.
Right? Which is encouraging his talent and helping his brain to function easier. I mean, I love his parents for supporting him that way.
Yes, and then putting him in an after-school program where he can just flourish. And then look at this. Can you imagine how cool you would have thought that it's like, as a kid, you love getting to like help someone out, right?
Yeah.
Like if parents or neighbors are clever, they make it seem like a game or like it's a reward that you get to wash their car, right? Or maybe somebody offers you a dollar if you do that, whatever.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But how cool that he can now go to some, instead of, because a lot of parents sadly do discourage kids from, whether it's sports or arts or this or that, or you won't make money as an actor, or that's not what you should do, and la, la, la. I love that it's like, no, okay, you've got to listen and you've got to do what you need to do in school, but we totally support
this. We want to foster this ability as well.
And here's how and when we can do it. I love it. It's awesome.
It's really awesome.
Yeah.
My corner is not quite as...
awesome.
Sweet. Not quite as sweet. My corner, I think, is should be like a what the what? Right?
Right.
Because here is the title. Are you ready?
Yes.
Woman thought her boyfriend had died. Then she bumped into him at a restaurant.
Nope.
A woman has shared that this is also, I found this several different places, but I'm reading this particular article from the Mirror UK, written by Courtney Pochin. And this was very recent. It was October 28th. So pretty recent, right?
Right.
A woman has shared the bizarre tale of how her ex-boyfriend faked his own death. It sounds like a plot straight out of an Agatha Christie novel.
Oh my God.
A woman is told her ex-boyfriend has died and grieves the loss, only to come across him a few years later, very much alive, and working in a local restaurant.
No.
What?
In That's the actually- same town? He didn't have the gumption to leave town?
Okay.
Leave the country?
The gumption? you should... That's your apology to her. Get out of the country, right?
Oh my God.
This utterly unbelievable scenario is one that an Australian woman known only as Rachel is said to have found herself in. The young woman recently opened up to abc.net.au about the bizarre situation she experienced with her former flame. Rachel was just 18 years old. Also, your kids.
Okay.
Just break up.
Right?
18 years old when she started dating a chef from her local pub. The relationship seemed like any other teenage romance, and she described him as being really nice. Well, she was wrong. However, things took a bit of a turn when her boyfriend, who cannot be named for legal reasons, lost his job and asked to borrow hundreds of pounds from her to live on. He paid some of the money back, but when they broke up a few months later, she claimed that he refused to pay the rest and stopped replying to her messages. Things got stranger when his friends informed her that furniture had started going missing from his house share. Furniture was gone, bed was gone, everything was gone, explains Rachel. The initial story was he had gone to rehab in Queensland. She wasn't completely convinced by this, but before she had time to investigate, this is the part that kills me. Her ex's mom messaged her to say that her son had died.
Okay.
It sounds stupid in retrospect, but you don't have any reason to question it. If I called you and told you my mom had died, you wouldn't be like, give me a death certificate.
Okay.
Rachel grieved the loss in her own way and eventually moved on. Then 2 years later, the whole story unraveled.
Oh my God.
While back in her hometown with a friend, she stopped by a restaurant where she was stunned to discover her ex-boyfriend very much alive and working there. I just went into shock, she recalls. But before she could confront him about it all, Rachel was asked to leave the restaurant. Unsure of the best course. I know. Like, she's the maniac. Unsure of the best course of action, she decided to talk to the police. However, they weren't able to help, as they said it was her word against his. Later that night, her ex's mother got in contact once again, this time to complain that Rachel had caused a scene at the restaurant and gotten her son fired.
Oh my God.
The whole saga left the poor woman reeling, and to this day, there's still so much she doesn't understand about it all.
Of course.
Her biggest wish is that she could have had a chance to sit down with him properly and talk it through. I would have had questions, she adds, just one or two. That's insane.
I don't like that at all.
Look, girl, get your balls out of your mom's purse and tell this girl you want to break up.
Uh-huh.
And if you're not going to pay back the money you owe her, then let her take you to some small claims court because you owe that money.
Correct.
Okay? Don't fake your own death. You ain't Mission Impossible.
Also, that unless like somebody is doing that because the government has put them into witness protection.
Thank you.
Like, that's not okay.
It's not okay.
That's horrifying.
I mean, can you imagine, like, even if they were not getting along
how you
and
get
they
over
broke
that.
Up, when you know, my high school ex-boyfriend, listen, he broke my heart, devastated me. But if I heard he died, I would be like, oh my God.
Of course.
You know, I would, yes. You mourn the loss of someone's life. and what they meant to you at the time, even if it didn't end well, whatever.
Yes, yes, yes.
It's so cruel, I think.
That's really
all over some
up.
Money.
And I don't know how you really get over that.
I'm not sure.
It's really and traumatizing.
Also, boo-hoo, you got fired because you were a crazy person and faked your death and then didn't even move out of town?
Right. He's lucky that, I mean, I guess you can't get, I don't know, you know what?
I mean, how does that
Maybe
go?
You could get arrested for that. I don't know.
Can you imagine you're at a restaurant with a friend and I walk up and I'm like, hey, Michelle, it's Dale, your dead boyfriend. Guess I forgot to tell you, I'm not dead.
I don't like it and I don't like him.
Her name is not Michelle, it's Rachel. I know, that's cruel, I think.
Yeah.
And also really crazy and ugh. And maybe he was young. Not that that's an excuse, but I think one day he'll look back. But the person that I'm most disappointed in is the mother.
Yes.
Like, how dare you? And also, wouldn't you be scared that you were going to have some self-fulfilling prophecy? Like, remember that time I told his ex-girlfriend that he died?
Yeah.
When then he had a motorcycle accident or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I would never.
Yeah.
I would never play with that energy. I don't know.
I don't like to ever do that, especially.
And also,
made up with someone else.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
I'm just like, that's just bad.
Mm. Also, mama, you tell your son, no, my friend, you pay what you owe, period. Whether you like her or not.
Well,
you don't have to be with her. But if you borrowed that money and it was a loan, you pay her back.
There was actually an article I read, I'm sorry, this week of a kid. He's a teenager. I don't remember how old, but he's a teen and he's wanted for like some major crimes and he escaped. And his mother took him back.
And hid him?
No, she, I'm sorry, took him back to the police.
Oh, yeah.
To turn him
in.
I
mean, it's heartbreaking,
and I was like,
but you
I know
have
that's
to.
Horrific, but clearly I'm going to guess she's probably knows maybe that he did it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe,
mm-hmm.
right? And as painful
parents,
as that is, it's bad. Like, I think it was for murder.
Oh, God.
And, I mean, good on her for.
I mean, it's got to be so hard, but as parents, we're not our children's friends.
Yeah.
We're their parents.
Yes.
We're there to guide and help them learn until scientifically their brains are smart enough
right.
that they can make their own choices,
yeah.
you know? So anyway, I just thought that was insane.
It is insane.
Okay.
Oh,
are you ready for raves?
I am.
Are you up first?
Sure.
All right.
This is a rave that came to me from a dear friend that I grew up with. That I'm still in touch with, who's a dear friend, means a lot to me. And she sadly lost one of her children to cancer 8 years ago this week.
Mm.
So I'm going to read you a little blurb of something because I found it so incredibly beautiful.
I love what
inspiring.
She's doing. Yes.
And because this is, you know, kind of private, I don't like blasting people's personal info, but I'm going to link to various things. We will link to it in the week that this episode comes out on our social media, as well as in our show notes for things that you can donate to.
Similar.
That are similar.
Yeah.
Because this is just what an incredible way to honor someone.
Mm-hmm.
So she says, today, November 8th, it's been 8 years since my daughter passed away. I don't normally post pictures of her after she got sick. It is too heartbreaking to remember the pain of the cancer, steroids, and chemo. Mm. But today I'm making an exception, showing this sweet video of her brother reading a book to her. On this anniversary, we put up our angel tree and focus on the amazing people that helped us through this time. I'm always reminded of the huge debt I owe and resolve to pay it forward. I hope you'll help me do that today. My sweet friend is doing a fundraising event for her milestone birthday, and I want to help give her a head start. She works with underfunded schools who don't have the resources to allow kids to take books home. She's asking that you buy a kid a book. So for Maddie, that's my friend's late daughter. So for Maddie's 8th angel birthday on November 8th, can you spare $8? I'll attach the Amazon wish list where you can click and buy 1 or 10. Of the books from the approved curriculum. For every book you buy in Maddie's honor and let me know in the comments, I'll match it up to 30 books. I love you all and all the good that's done in this world. So it's just, again, if you're looking for a way to honor someone's memory by doing anything at all for somebody else.
To give back
is
in their honor.
I can't think of a better way that you can keep someone's memory and their spirit alive, if you
and
will.
Come on, you and I were talking like $8 is like one
it's
less
nothing.
Drink
yes,
when you go out to
exactly.
eat. It's one less Taco Bell stop. It's one less, you know, it's
totally,
it's doable.
It's totally doable. And again, it was one of those things where it's like, you know, we all have moments where we're like, I wish I could help or I could afford that. I'm like, yeah, I have $8. And actually, and things have been, this has been a tough year, but I'm like, you know what? There are things I can forego that are a luxury, that aren't necessity. And I bought 4 books. And that people are like, I bought a book. I bought 3 books. I bought 2. It doesn't matter. But so many people, the comments started pouring in. And then her friend sent a picture the day after she posted. I showed it to Dana. Her whole front stoop was filled with packages. Like people just went on and bought these books. And it's going to a school that does not have money for books. And the kids, because of that, because they're so short on materials, they can't take anything home.
And I can't tell you how magical it is for a kid to get a book, because you know, I'm not in a situation like I'm able to buy my son books, and he gets books as gifts and things. And still, a couple of times a year, he loves going to the library, and he gets along with his librarian really well. And she will, when they're cleaning out books, she will let him take a book home. I can't tell you the joy it brings him.
100%.
Because it was a gift from her, and it's a book he loves.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It's, I don't know, it's precious.
No, I love it. I mean, you love books too. I love books now. I love them as a kid. They're my favorite gift to give, period, to any age. I don't care if you have a baby that was just born. They're going to get the giving tree, and you can read it to them when they're old enough to understand it. Like
when you graduate, you're going to get places you'll go.
Yes, with a note
on the inside from me.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So I love that. And then another sweet thing that they do every year to honor her for this time of year around the holidays, they put up what they call an angel tree. And it's a special tree just in their daughter's honor.
Well, and it's covered with angels. I saw that picture and video, and she was an angel.
She was a little sweet little baby.
She's still an angel.
So, Angie, I love you. And what a beautiful tribute to your daughter. And
it's amazing.
You are an incredible person, and you and your family continue to inspire and do good for others. And thank you for sharing that with everybody.
And I'm so sorry. That's the thing. When, you know, you always think, we don't want anybody to get sick or hurt. But when it's children, I can't cry 2 weeks in a row. But, you know, I've had a child in my life struggling with cancer this year and last year. And it's just not fair.
I know.
I'm so sorry that they lost their baby.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Me too.
Sorry. I love what they're doing. It's beautiful. And my tears are, yes, it's sad, but like, I'm just so touched by what they're doing and how they're honoring her memory. Yeah. And I don't know you, but I love you.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
You would love her.
Okay. So I'll move on to my rave for this week. This is a pretty cool one. Jessica, you sent me this. And I think I had seen it somewhere and I just didn't read the whole article, but it's amazing. So this is another one from Tank's Good News, which we get, you know, we love Inspire More. We love Tank's Good News. I follow, there's a new Instagram page that's like, I think it's called, I'll double check, but like Mood for Food, and it's like pictures of puppies and nice things you can do for people. It's just great. So this is one of those kinds of things. So Tank's Good News has a website and an Instagram, and he posts videos and memes and stuff on his Instagram, and then you can go to the website. So this is off the website. It's written by Jennifer Still. It is, Florida nurses are making warm, waterproof sleeping bags for the homeless. A group of nurses at Tampa General Hospital have come up with a creative solution to the waste created by sterile wrappers that protect surgical instruments, turning them into warm, waterproof sleeping bags for the homeless. Nicole Hubbard, a nurse
anesthetist?
Yes. I can say an anesthesiologist, but anesthetist. Nicole Hubbard, a nurse anesthetist at the hospital, told WFTS that she came up with the idea after noticing how many of the wrappers were being thrown away on a daily basis. By using them for sleeping bags, they not only help the environment, they help protect homeless people against the elements. I see all these sterile wrappers that we just throw away, so I thought, what a cool recycling initiative to help the homeless, she explained. The beauty about it is they conserve heat and they're waterproof. While she lacked a sewing pattern, her fellow nurses, Lucy and Claudia, were experts at the craft and were happy to help out. We sat down together and figured it out, Hubbard explained. They all come in different sizes. Some of the larger ones are over 6 foot long, and so they can be rolled down for comfort, rolled up to cover shoulders.
Hmm.
After RN, Carly Wright sent out an email asking for help with the project, and it wasn't long before responses came pouring in. The response was overwhelming, she said, and this is truly where one man's trash becomes another man's treasure. This has just been far beyond our wildest imaginations. Now the nurses have more than 100 sleeping bags made from the sterile wrappers that will be given out to the homeless population across the city. The project is just getting started, and the nurses involved plan to continue making the sleeping bags for as long as the sterile wrappers are available. It's a wonderful way to give back to the local community and help those in need. So hats off to them. And there's a picture with a post from Operation Kindness, which is, I guess, on Twitter, at Kindness Rocks. And there's a picture of the nurses, and it shows one of their blankets. It's pretty amazing. We'll have
That's
to
awesome.
Link to that. What an amazing way. Mm-hmm. That is literally garbage.
Yes.
That would just be filling up our landfills.
Yep.
That they're using to help protect the homeless. It's incredible.
I love it.
I love it, too. And I love that she was like, well, I don't know how to sew. I'll just find people who do. Mm-hmm. And it's become like this community thing that they're all doing together at the hospital. It's incredible.
Totally.
It's inspiring.
I got excited because when we posted about Project Linus last week,
yes,
and a couple of people tagged their friends in it.
Oh, cool.
And then I looked and the friends were people who knit or crochet. So I thought, that's neat. Maybe these people, maybe we'll make a blanket for that.
I hope so. That's what we say about our show. Even if it inspires one person somewhere in the world, that's enough.
Absolutely.
I love it.
Great.
Jessica.
Dana.
I think that's our show.
I think it is.
I guess let me tell you how you can get in touch with us so you can tell us about other things that we should be telling other people about.
Yep.
That's the thing, guys. Even if it's just a hometown story, it's not just a hometown story. It's an inspiration to other people around the world.
Your story.
Your
can be
story.
An inspiration.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So please, please, please get in touch with us. You can find us on Instagram and Facebook at the Rants and Raves Podcast. You can find us on Twitter at @raves_the. Our website is therantsandravespodcast.com. There's a contact us button there, or you can straight up email us at therantsandravespodcast@gmail.com.
Yes.
Jessica.
Dana.
I enjoy you.
I enjoy you very much. And thank you for rolling with the punches.
Always. I love rolling with you. I just wanted to say that. You've been such a blessing in my life. And I know
likewise.
I scream at the top of my lungs about how amazing you are, but I just think it's nice to hear every once in a while.
No, you're very sweet. And thank you for being my partner in crime and us both not being afraid to share the truth and harsh reality sometimes.
I know.
And for not shying away from that. So I encourage whoever's listening. I hope you have someone.
I hope
like
you have a Jessica.
Have to each other and can really
and
be honest with them.
And if you don't, find one because there's somebody else looking for a Jessica too. You can be their Jessica.
I don't mean yes. I'm saying or a Dana.
Well, no, I don't. I'm saying Jessica. I didn't take that as you being like, yes, find a me. You're too lovely for that.
Oh my God.
So we'll be back again next Tuesday as usual.
Yeah, hopefully I won't fart.
And hopefully I won't be dating your dad. I love to end the podcast with something to think about.
God.
And I probably shouldn't let you leave thinking about me dating Jessica's dad. So this is just a weekly point to ponder. I like to give you something to think about, conversation starters, or an animal to follow on Instagram.
Oh, my God.
But this week's I actually found it on Bored Panda because sometimes I peruse that because I have so much extra time in my life that I should be looking. Anyway, this is just a statement that made me go, oh, my God, that's crazy. And then we'll let you go. George Orwell predicted cameras watching us in our homes, but he didn't predict that we would buy and install them ourselves. Isn't that kind of creepy?
Ew.
It's the truth. I had a nanny camera. We all have rings.
Uh-huh.
We've got Alexa who listens to everything we say. Anyway, think about it.
Creep show.
All right, guys. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.